We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien for our weekly three and out. Usually it's three sports stories, and it is today. And I touched on this a little earlier, but we're going to touch on it again. Your Minnesota Timberwolves, they had it all starting yesterday. Yesterday morning, they had a chance to be the top seed in the Western Conference. They're not. They blew it. They got blown out by Phoenix. And now Phoenix, a team they've lost to three times a season, not just lost, you know, had a season low 87 points, gave up a season high in points in the second game, and then got blown out yesterday. They faced them in the first round. And, Jeff, I said this last week that I think the Wolves will be knocked out in the first or second round. Now I'm thinking first round. They're not going to match up with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, it's really been disappointing to see how it's ending here. I mean, all they had to do was, you know, they lose to Denver last week. Then they get a second chance at the number one seed by virtue of Denver having a shocking loss to San Antonio. And all they had to do was go out and win at home their last game. And not only did they lose, they lost badly. And they lost badly again to a team that they're going to be facing in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm with you, Bob. I don't know. I don't think they're going to make it past the first round.
And, you know, the worst thing that actually, to me, happened is that Karl-Anthony Towns got healthy enough to start playing again. I think it really messed with this chemistry of this team.
Yep. It definitely did. And also, you know, going back to however many months ago when the game where he got 70 points, that was more important to the Timberwolves than when they still lost that game to get 70 points. Well, that impacts the final seeding for the playoffs. So
yeah, everything impacts it because one win somewhere along the way, one more win, and they would have been the top seed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very disappointing.
This team, the ownership is a mess. This team is now looks to be a mess. Now, yes, they can pull it together. However, they'd have to pull it together against a team that they have been embarrassed against in their three losses to them. And that's the series, three games, three losses with Phoenix.
Yep.
And it starts next week. I mean, it's not going to be – I don't think it's going to be pretty. And this Western Conference might be the most competitive it's ever been.
Yeah. No, it's extremely disappointing for as well as they played in the regular season to have them sort of run out of gas on the home stretch here and now into the playoffs. I mean, this is the worst possible time for them to go into a slump.
Yep. And now I'm going to jump to item two, which is Denver winning the NCAA Division I championship in men's hockey. And no Minnesota team was going to beat them because there was no Minnesota team in the Frozen Four, which is a rarity. I mean, you're just about every year you're seeing a Minnesota team in the Frozen Four, except not this year. I don't know if Minnesota hockey is down or if it's just that these other teams are so competitive. And I'll tell you what, the portal is really doing a number on hockey as well as, you know, it's not just basketball and football, it's men's hockey too. I mean, Northern Michigan basically has lost all of their top players to the portal.
You're right. There's like one or two guys that are still there, but no, this was seemingly not a great year for Minnesota men's hockey. I mean, obviously I was happy that my St. Thomas team greatly improved over the previous year, but at the end of the day, the only school that got invited to the tournament at all was the Gophers. All the rest of them were, their records were such that they didn't even get an invite. And then the Gophers lose, you know, the semifinal round or whatever, quarterfinal, and don't even get to the Frozen Four, which of course was played here in St. Paul.
And yeah, that's
like
tough.
One of your hometown teams be involved with it, but they didn't. And, so the Denver win is historic because it's they're the first program to 10 national championships in men's college hockey.
That's impressive.
Well, it's funny because you always hear about, you know, the Gophers and North Dakota fans bickering over which team is better and, you know, oh, we've got this many times. Well, neither one of them are Denver. I don't ever hear you know, Denver fans making, you know, making a big deal, but it's, but so I guess when you're at the top, you don't have to talk smack.
No, but you know what, the Gophers, they've had to have played in six or seven or maybe even eight national championships or in the finals, because Doug Woog lost a couple, I think. And then, you know, they have had the two wins with Herb, and then there was a couple of wins back in the early 2000s when Jordan Leopold was a star on that team. And then the year after that, they won. So, I mean, there have been, you know, they've won national titles, and there were a few years where they didn't win national titles. So they've been there, but it's not 10. So that's, yes, that's very much a credit to the success of this this Denver program. And now Phoenix doing great in basketball. Things aren't so great in hockey, though, right?
Yeah, no, interesting story. You know, yeah, the Coyotes have been, the Arizona Coyotes have been struggling for a while out there financially, and they're having some arena issues and the usual things. And they are, the rumor is, or the hot story is, that they are looking at they're positioning for a relocation to Salt Lake City, Utah, which I understand has been pushing for a NHL team for a long time. Apparently it's a big hockey community in Utah, but I just thought it was kind of interesting, you know, with the Minnesota connection. If you remember way back when, about 1995, 96, when the Winnipeg Jets, the original Winnipeg Jets, were going to relocate out of Winnipeg, it was a Minnesotan, Richard Burke, who bought them and wanted to bring them to the Twin Cities to replace the North Stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's story.
But they
about
couldn't
Burke.
Figure out the arena thing situation. So he ended up bringing them to Phoenix. But if you remember, at the tail end of that whole saga, it was the then St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman pitched the idea of using the St. Paul Civic Center, and they were told, you know, it's a great hockey town, but that arena is just not NHL standards. So in a way, the relocation of the original Winnipeg Jets to Arizona ultimately was the impetus for St. Paul getting the XL Energy Center, which brought the Wild here.
Yeah, I mean, there were the things fell, and I will say this, Coleman did have a lot to do with it. I mean, he was involved in making sure that they did go, and then, you know, obviously became a U.S. senator.
Right. And, well, I remember it was the state came in with some sort of a no-interest loan or something to build that, and of course, that was when Arne Carlson was governor, and we all know, remember that Arne really wanted Norm to be his successor, so Arne was going to do whatever he could do to help Norm politically, and so I think that was part of it. Was Arne pushing the XL deal in an effort to try to boost Norm, and it almost worked.
Yeah, then Jesse came along.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't
but
work.
For that, it would have worked.
You know what, though? I mean, I've known Norm, and I've liked him, but if you couldn't beat Jesse, that's, you know, I guess it was the time. Because I certainly remember the whole Jesse thing very well, because the night he was elected governor, I was elected to my first term on the Orono City Council. So it was a big night for both of us. And, you know, I spent 8 years, two terms there, and now I'm in my eighth year on the Buffalo Hanover-Montrose School Board. So my career at, you know, Jesse's had that one parallel going on.
Yeah. So well, your career in elective office is longer than mine, but I'm just running unopposed for president-elect of the non-resident lawyers division for the State Bar of Wisconsin right now.
Oh, nice. You don't even live there. But you're running unopposed.
It's the non-resident lawyer division.
Oh, excuse me, non-resident.
Wisconsin has about a third of its lawyers that are not practicing inside of the state, so they have a special division just for those of us that are outside, and we have our own board and everything. I've been on the board for a couple of years now, and so, yeah. So I'm.
Well, you know what, Jeff? They're afraid to run against you.
Well, as Homer Simpson said famously, default, my two favorite words in the English language.
Well, when's the election? When do they formally?
It just opened up. The voting just opened up online on Thursday, last Thursday.
Well, there's no write-ins that are making a late push, are there?
No.
Oh, good. No. All right. And by the way, just a quick aside for people. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I should run, blah, 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 you know. You want to run for state legislature or for, you know, a higher office, a federal office, fine. But you know what? You can make a much bigger difference at your local level, at the city council and school board level, where the decisions you make actually do have an impact in your community. And that's why I did what I did. And now I'm getting off my soapbox and saying, Jeff O'Brien, thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.